Hare Krishna. So I have the great privilege of introducing the speaker for today, His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu. So Madan Gopal Prabhu is one of the very senior brahmacharis from Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. He's been in this ashram associated with Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir for over 15 years now. He was originally an engineer from a very prestigious SPC college, and he's been preaching in various ways in Bombay. But the most famous thing that he's most famous for is his great love for propagating natural living, high thinking, cow protection. And he is, of course, one of the prominent services that he's performed in Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir is this sound system through which all of us, you know, thousands of devotees are able to get the blessings of hearing Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam over here. So establishment of the sound system in Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir, the initial services for many years were done by His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu. So we are very privileged to hear he is going to be speaking on this topic of cow protection, which is very dear to his heart and to all the devotees. So let us express our deep gratitude to His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu by loudly chanting.
Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for taking out your valuable time and coming for this Sunday feast as usual, but today it was put up on notice board that a particular topic will be dealt with today. Generally, we also say this verse during offering to the Supreme Lord, Namo Brahmane Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagadhitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Nama. And while commenting on this verse, Srila Prabhupada once said that Lord Krishna is saying, who he takes cares of especially. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. The first, actually, word is not Brahman. It is Brahman. Like we call Para Brahman. That word is there. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. The Supreme Lord of offering obeisances to him. Then, Go Brahman Hitaya Cha. So, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is giving first preference to the Supreme Lord. Krishna is giving first preference to the cows. Go. And then, Brahman. The qualified Brahmanas. They should be protected. So Krishna's first concern in this world, Prabhupada explains, is to look after the welfare of the cows and the brahmanas. And then, Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya. All are taken care of. But Krishna especially mentioned about the cows and the brahmanas. Like Vedic culture instructs us, Ma Himsat Sarva Bhutani. That means don't kill any living entity. That is a basic instruction. What to speak of cows or any other entity. We should not kill any living entity. But especially importance is given to protect cows. Actually, when we preach sometimes to some people, Krishna consciousness, become a devotee of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. The questions are asked, why Krishna? Why not any other person? Who is Krishna? What are his qualities? And we have been trained. And we know, all of us have become devotees, most of us or all of us, because we got proper answers to our questions. Some faith was instilled, why we should worship Krishna, what are his qualities, what will happen, what will not happen. Similarly, we'll deal with this question in the future, but main purpose of today's lecture is, we all say cow protection. All living entities should not be killed, but especially cow protection. And if someone asks why cows, we don't have any proper answer because we lack knowledge in that field. One answer we give is because cows are dear to Krishna. And Krishna is independent to make his choices. That is good enough. That's correct. But still, there are so many dear animals to Krishna in Vrindavan. There are monkeys, deers, peacocks, parrots. All are dear. But in the Vedic scriptures, it is not mentioned to especially protect these entities. We have to not kill anyone. So when we know properly why, what the meaning and the importance of the word go or cow is, we can get some ideas that why especially cow protection is mentioned. before going ahead, we also begin with these prayers or glories of cows mentioned by Sri Sanatan Goswami and edited by Gopal Bhatt Goswami. So both of them have accepted it. This is Sanatan Goswami's mood, one of the moods. He has expressed many moods. In Hari Bhakti Vilas 16.252, he says, "May cows stay in front of me. May cows stay behind me. May cows stay on both sides of me. May I always reside amidst the cows." This statement can be understood as a sentimental statement. Some people may also pray like this for dogs. Some people may pray for rats. Yeah, and some people may pray for somebody else. I don't know. But this is not a sentimental statement. Vedic scriptures are not after sentimental statements. The sentiment of devotion to Krishna is there, but it has to be based on logic and Shastra, both. So here, Sanatana Goswami is making this statement. It's not just made out of some emotions. So in this seminar, we'll be taking 7 topics. Is little, there are different opinions amongst devotees, and those who are hearing the seminar without understanding why I am putting forward may be put off at the first points. But my request is, please, if you have different opinion, neglect this first point and at least listen to the future points. It will be of great help to all of us. And even in the first opinion, why this point has been put over here, if somebody is open for discussions in neutral mood and open mind, then that discussions can be carried on without any prejudices and sentiments. So, but still, I had to make first point. It was not just I making out of my own fanatism, because without this first point, the future seminar cannot go up. I will just read it, but it will be explained properly when we go into this topic in the detail. Most of us in Bombay may not know what this point is. Those who are connected to cows will understand, but I'll explain it to them in the future. But what is the idea of cow in the Vedic scriptures? The descriptions of cow. The word go is there. Go mata, we call it. So what is the descriptions of word go in the scriptures? That we'll discuss. The second point will be understood when we discuss. Yeah. Then, cows should be protected with respect and charity. Generally, what has happened, we will discuss in the future. I just read through the topics. Is we think, even amongst devotees, the cows are there and we donate them 5,000, 1,000, 1 lakh. And in that way, there may be chance, or certainly if we don't know properly, it may happen that we are into the illusion that we are giving charity to the cows. Like in the Daan, begging is different, but Daan is different concept. In the Daan, the giver needs to give more than the receiver needs to receive. Similarly, when we give charity to cows, it may happen that, oh, we give to cows, we are protecting cows. Cows should not be protected as if, like Prabhupada also says about the deities. If you don't follow the Bhagavat Marga, then this deity worship will become Galagraha. He says burden on the body, if you don't know the proper science. Similarly, cows should not be protected, abhi Krishna ne kaha hai, or we just have some emotions in India. They should be protected with respect and gratefulness. I not put that word. They should not be protected with only charity aspect. Okay, we have to give some charity. When we know who their personalities are, then our full appreciation, when we understand the whole glories and respect, will develop. Because even to respect unto Krishna develops that way. When we hear about him more, similarly respect and the glories are understood. Third point. Same. So that point is connected. Proper knowledge about cows. Go ahead. We all have heard cow is called mother, mata. I was studying in Hindi medium schools. So in that we had some joking slang. Go mata. Humko kuch nahi aata hai. Gaay hamari mata hai, humko kuch nahi aata hai. You would say in Hindi. That is correct. That is the position of India. Humko malum nahi ki gaay kyun mata hai. Why the cow is mother? So this mother term has a great significance. It's not just a mother. But why go is called mother? cow is called mother. Why not Bhais Mata? Or Bakri Mausi? This mother term has great significance. So why only cow is called Mata and not someone else has to be discussed. It's not some random selection. All animals' names are put in. Go Mata. Next. Bakri Mausi. It's not some random selection that cow has been called mother. The word mother has great significance. So we'll discuss that. Go ahead. Then cow slaughter economics. Exactly why in India I would say is one of the major countries where cows are killed. And what are the major reasons? And we as devotees or a general public, does we have some connection with the killings of cows? There's a different angle to it. So we'll discuss that also. And one more, yeah. Some benedictions which cows gives us. These are gross benedictions, but I will mention some subtle ones also. Cows is not just animal which gives us some gross things like milk and curd. They are the very external things which cows gives us. Cows gives us much, much more. Then last one, heart transformation. What does it mean? We'll discuss when we reach there. So we'll go to the first point. I know it can have difference of opinions, but please, we can discuss it out a later stage after, in a personal talks. But for those who don't know or for those who have some respect, in my words, I am putting forward these points. So the Vedic descriptions of cows describes the cows as special mentions. In Hindi it is called, okay, there are points and we'll discuss with this point in the next slide. The cow's bodies have been described as, especially the first 3-4 points are there. It is called hump. What does it mean? I will show in the next slide. Dewlap. In Hindi it is called Gajakambal. Not Galakambal, not Gaja. Galakambal, a blanket of the neck. Then there is a special vein on the back. Surya Ketu Nadi. Then it's a physical feature. Then there are some more. The cow dung odor. The Vedic descriptions of cows are there. And then appearance. And okay, we'll go ahead. So you can see there are cows which are in the modern day, they are crossbred in India. They may give different names, but I won't call them by that name. I'll call the two entities by Vedic cow and hybrid cow. So the great major difference is there, and they are important to note. And very important, because that's why the modern scientific results are telling that cow milk is poison and all these things. So the first difference I said is hump. If you see the figure of the cow on the left, you can see this on the back, this great like small up, every cow or the bull they has. And in the crossbred ones you see it's almost flat. So this is very special. It has very great importance in the body of the cow. In the cow, it is said 33 crore demigods stay. And I just forgot, I actually read it. In hump also there are some demigods who stay there. Then also in the back, you see the back, it goes down and it goes up again little bit. But here the back is plain. So in the back of the cows and in the hump, there is this second item called Surya Ketu Nadi. And also the hump, both are combined basically together, because the nadi goes from the hump till the tail part, the whole back, that veins are running, special veins, which are there in the cows of Vedic descriptions. That vein is especially empowered to absorb the energies and all the vibrations of various luminaries in the sky, the sun, the moons, the stars, and absorb it into its body and pass it on further to through its products. Then the third physical feature is dewlap. You see this big fold of loose skin. It's very prominent and very big fold of loose skin that will be always seen on the Vedic cow. It's a very important part. Any species of Vedic cow, you can see this big fold of skin is there. And here it's almost reduced, or many times it is even not there. Then third point is you see this very acute angular back portion of the cows. We name them by different, Holstein, Jersey or whatever it is, but I would not call by a specific variety. I just give the difference between their physical appearances. So the back is very angular, acute angular, And here it is rounded, properly rounded backs are there. And when you see them physically, you can appreciate difference more. Go ahead. Also, you can see on the appearance of both the cows, there is difference. Again, here you see there is hump and is almost missing. One part is dung odor. You may say this is my opinion given to me by my out of my fanatic viewpoint. But it's not like that, because once I was meeting our, you, some of you may know, Mohan Prabhu. He is from Slovenia or Croatia. Which place? Croatia. And he himself has served cows personally on a day-to-day level for more than 2-3 years, which even I have not done. He is fortunate to have got chance to do it. And when we both of us had gone to our Wada farm, and this point was being discussed amongst us in the open and proper settings, and we are there right in the cowshed working with the cows, then I brought out this topic of cow dung. I said there's a difference between the cow dung, at least in India I have seen, between these cows with these features and other features. So he said okay. He also picked up the cow dung in the Wada farm where we have the Vedic cows, and he immediately, his response was, who has worked for 3 years on the cows with different features, that yes, this cow dung has a pleasing fragrance and we can work with it. It does not repulse you to take it into the hand. And what I work, even I work for 3 years, that we would make the dung into manure. We would take it by some instruments and do it like that. But still the smell was repulsive. Like any other dung of all the 84 lakh species. Except one, go. The smell of the stool is repulsive. So he said, similarly the dung is repulsive. It's not my point, it's the point of one who is experienced. Then this is an experiment which has been performed. Urine shelf life. Cow urine of Vedic cow is always good in any state, even fresh, old, anyway. You can, in the cow dung, Lakshmi Devi resides. Here, some people maybe after Lakshmi Ji in Bombay. Bombay is Lakshmi Nagari. But cow dung, the Lakshmi Devi resides. Why, we'll discuss in the future as the point comes to that Panchagava section. But in cow urine, all of you can do this experiment. I have done it. In cow urine, Ganga Devi resides. Ganga Devi, if you are done with Ganga water, even today, take a bottle of Ganga water and keep it in a bottle, clean bottle, clean vessel. It won't get spoiled. No bad smell and like that will come. Like it may happen to other waters over a period of 10 days, 15 days, 1 month. But Ganga water never gets spoiled. And because Ganga Devi is in the cow urine also from the Vedic cow, which has the effects of all the properties of the atmosphere, the cow urine will never get spoiled. No other urine of all the 84 lakh species can happen that way. And you can try of both the cows, the Vedic cows which are describing, and other ones. You can keep in one bottle. This will it will change in color, but it will not get spoiled. The bad smell will not come. It will be as it is for you on 1 year, 2 year, no problem, lifelong. But other animals and also these cows with different features, I had tried it. It gets spoiled after few days. Go ahead. Last one. This I have not done in India, but in the West, many scientists are proving or making research. That research may be motivated one, I am not aware, but they are making research that cow products are not good for human beings. Milk and all these things. And that is correct in one way, because their research samples are not coming from the cows which have the description in the Vedic scriptures. As I said, if the cow urine is going to get rotten after a few days and here it stays for lifelong, then you make experiments on two different samples, the results are going to be like that. So this is one point. I won't go into this point detail, I will go into the positive aspects more. Go ahead. Yeah. So this point, but I would like to make a small announcement that henceforth, in my talk, if any time I mention about cow urine, cow dung, cow milk, curd, cow buttermilk, or what we call a chaz, and butter or makhan and ghee, my reference is specifically to these products which have been received from cows who has the description in the Vedic scriptures who has these prominent features in their physical and subtle appearances. So this point comes, cows should not be in the modern day, we people have come to feeling that cows are objects of our mercy. We have to maintain them by donating the money. That may be a better way to give some money to the cows, at least utilizing the money properly. But actually, that's not the ideal way to protect and maintain the cows. Cows are not supposed to be like our family member. All family members are supportive of each other, productive, and we don't maintain our family members as some burden, or we are giving some charity, we are doing some upkar. In fact, when we know what cow can give us, gross and subtle, both, then it will be like, we'll be very eager to deal with them. Like even amongst devotees, sorry, I'm cutting a joke, it may not be true and it may not be applicable to all. But even among devotees, we see that we may go to the farm, or not many of us are inclined to visit the cow sheds. But if some respectable businessman comes, then we are all inclined to be with him for known reasons, because we know what we are going to get. We know his glories. We know how great he is. What are his qualities, values. In a similar way, cows are not to be just maintained out of some aversion or no, it is a responsibility of being a Vaishnav. We feel bad when cows are hit, or we hear when they are killed. A Vaishnav feels bad for all living entities. That's not the only feeling. We feel bad for all living entities if they are killed. But cow protection has been specifically mentioned. As I said, in a Krishna book, I just read that Bhashimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, chapter 19, text 2. Is anything more to this? Okay, go ahead. Take the full slide. I already mentioned the point, so it can be there. I said, why only cows should be protected? Why not any other species? As the discussion goes by, these things will be very clear. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, Krishna personally had buffaloes and goats as well. And he would take them along with cows to graze. In 10th canto, chapter 19, text 2, when that description of forest fire is there, it is mentioned, and cows went away from the group of the cowherd boys, and along with the cows, the buffaloes and goats also went grazing, and the forest fire surrounding all of them. So Krishna personally had and maintained them, but still Krishna is called Govind, Gokul Mahavan, Goraksha, Krishi Goraksha Vanidyam. Krishna was maintaining all the species, means many other few species. Krishna was a very dear, or many other species were dear to him. But cow protection has been specifically mentioned. And that protection is not with just charity and looking them down. We are protecting them. Or even with, we may not look them down at, but we just don't know why exactly is to be done. We know the answers why Krishna should be worshipped, why we have to chant holy name. So you should know that. Anything done with proper knowledge gives us conviction, faith and inspiration, and also results of the process. So we should know that. In again, in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, chapter 6, killing of Putana, in Krishna pastimes, I don't remember the verse number, but that verse goes like that, go mutrena snapayitva punar go raja abhishekam. At that, after Putana was killed, all the cowherd women, they took Lord Krishna, baby Krishna. This is good for us, those who feel little or to go close to cows, and especially when we hear the word cow urine and cow dung, some ecstasy comes into our body, different type of. It's good to hear this pastime. When Putana was killed by Krishna, all the gopis took baby Krishna and bathed him with cow urine. Why not any other urine? They had buffaloes also. They had goats also. Why only cow urine? We should ask this question. And then the tilak was applied on his 12 parts of his body by cow dung and Goraja. Goraja means the dust from the feet of the cows. It has its own, see, dust means not like we go and carry each other's dust. It has a different, see, milk is good, ghee is good, but we should know few more details about it. Otherwise, it will become like that veterinary doctor. We heard a story. One veterinary doctor was there and his assistant was there. So once one, who came? Some animal was brought to the veterinary doctor having some swelling in the neck. So the veterinary doctor took some hammer and hit in the neck and the swelling was gone. So compounder said, oh, so easy. I can also do. So he opened his own clinic. And then another patient of any good fortune, it was not a human being. Another animal patient with a swollen neck was brought to the compounder. And he thought, I have become very intelligent now. Let me copy my master. So he saw swollen neck. But it was a different cause and the animal died. So cow milk, curd, ghee, everything is very useful and very effective and has lot of influences on the world and on us. But you should know something. We just can't act foolishly. So similarly, this cow urine, Krishna was bathed with cow urine, tilak was applied, and this Goraj is not, we just go and grasp it like we do from each other sometimes. Goraj, the science is, the dust that flies in the sky naturally when the cows walk. And especially in the evening time when they are, evening or basically when they are coming back from grazing. This is instruction. The science is, when the cow is grazing in the outside fields, in the open, as I said, because of this Surya Ketu, Vane and all other, all the demigods present, she absorbs all the energies. And that energies are transferred to the soil or the dust to the feet. And when that energized dust is rising in the sky, automatically, not we go and take it from the, that is also good, but Goraj means the dust that rises from the ground when the cows walk on their own, and especially after they come back from grazing during the daytime. So that is Goraj, we should know, otherwise we may end up doing something wrong. So Krishna was bathed and Gorajabhishekam. His Abhishek was done with Goraj, the dust thus collected. So it was not some random selection. Okay, go ahead. So why these things? Why the cow and the cow blessings? I wouldn't call cow products. It's a very wrong term. I will call cow blessings. These products of the cows are her blessings. This is not some factory. It's not some raw look at the cows. Blessings, we don't say. Products of Krishna. It's blessings. Prasad. Prasad means mercy. The products from the cows are actually blessings. So cow blessings. Why they were used in Krishna's case? Why they are being told for us as beneficial? Without proper knowledge, we cannot appreciate our mother cow. I would like to quote a story of Narad Muni, as it is mentioned here from Bhagavat Mahatmya. In this Kali Yuga, Narad Muni was moving on earth. Sometimes he might have come. And he saw a young lady sitting. But the great astonishment or different twist of the story was, she had her two sons with her. But the both sons were very old. So young lady with two old sons is a contradiction. But Narad Muni saw that in Kali Yuga. So it may one way indirectly indicate that the children may become older before the mother in Kali Yuga. But it has more meaning. Not more meaning, there is case is different. Narad Muni asked the lady, who are you? So Narad Muni, the lady answered, I am Bhakti Devi. The demigoddess Bhakti personally. Then Narad Muni asked, who are these two personalities? They said, they are my two sons, Jnan and Vairagya. So in Kali Yuga, the act of devotion is there quite widespread, even in present age. But proper knowledge and, not devotion, vairagya, renunciation is lacking. So many people are devotees of so many things or entities or demigods. But they don't know what bhakti, the knowledge is not there. The knowledge has become very old, invalid. And Vairagya, that was a very rare thing in Kali Yuga. In all the people, all the country, all the Ashramas, to have a real Vairagya is a very difficult thing. So this Bhakti Devi told Narad Muni that these are my two sons who have become very weak in Kali Yuga. So because these two sons are very weak, as few days back it was being told in class, by Bhakti we get Jnana and Vairagya, and by Jnana and Vairagya we get, we re-strengthen our Bhakti. And by that we again, they are like complementary to each other. Similarly, the knowledge of cows, we have devotion, we all know, especially in this group, cows should be protected. We have their emotions. But the knowledge is lacking. So deep faith, understanding is lacking, and therefore the whole sentiment and this wonderful act of loving relation with cows has been weakened. All have bhakti for cow, but no are very weak Nyan and Vairagya. That is lacking. So cows, we should have proper knowledge. As I said, they are not to be protected by, if we have knowledge and unto any item or being or entity or person, automatically we develop gratitude and humility. If we know the glories of a entity or a person, automatically we become humble in front of him or her, and we develop, if we know what, like some person comes and sits here, we may not know him, who he is, but then it is announced that he is a chief minister of Maharashtra or something like that. Immediately we will have gratitude or respect, we will give him some position, because we understand the aspect. Similarly, when we can develop, we cannot develop these qualities of gratefulness unto cows and natural humility in front of them if you don't know who they are properly. So that is required. By cows, not only we get some good health or memory, it can give much, much more than that. One subtle aspect that is awakened in us is a word called prajna. I can't find an exact English word for that. I could say some right intelligence or proper subconscious, something. It's called word prajna. What is prajna is? We start getting right intelligence to discriminate and behave properly in our life. Many other things are received. These are subtle blessings. I said milk and others are gross blessings. But subtle blessings which you receive are much, much more influential, powerful, and they are the real mercy of the cow. What this prajna is, in my notes I have mentioned. In my own case, what my experience was, I will tell a little later. But I will tell one case. I mentioned it over here, but I will tell a little later. One case which I mentioned over here, remind me later on when I go to next slide about this prajna. But we go to the next word, next slide, go ahead. We come to the third point, go mata. Why the cow is called mother? This is a great science. As I said, we don't call any other entity as mother. The relationship, as Chandramouli Maharaj, His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj mentioned in the morning, between any mother and the offspring is of great affection. It is called Bhu Mata. Earth is also called mother. The main quality of the mother is her unconditional love and her sacrifice to maintain her child. Like we say in this world, there's one story that one boy, influenced by somebody, was running with a knife to kill his own mother. But somehow, and the mother knew that he is coming, running to kill me. She was able to see it. But while running, somehow there, he tripped his leg, he fell down, and his own knife hurt him. And he was lying injured on the ground. But the mother could not stop. She came and started nursing him. Have you hurt? Only one entity in this world can behave this way. I don't think any other entity can have such type of relationship. That if somebody is coming to kill you and you still care for them, friendship in such a case will be broken, brotherhood will be broken. Only one thing. So this mother, what does it mean? It means the mother has great emotions of protecting and caring for the offspring. Bhumata is called Dharayati. Dharayati means she maintains the child on all sides. Keep it up straight. In fact, there is sometimes, I don't know, I don't have much experience, I heard about it, and some Prabhuji and Mataji can tell it is true or wrong. But I heard it happening. Many times, sometimes a husband tells the wife that you have made these laddus or some good item. Now, it doesn't taste so nice as my mother's laddu would taste. It's a common complaint of husband. But it's not wrong. And sometimes the wife says, but today I have made this laddu because I heard this comment many times. I made this laddu by getting the formula from your mother. Exactly as per her quantity, her ratio, I made it. Husband says, but still, that taste is not there. The reason is, the formula, the chemical formula is the same. But no one can replace the love which a mother has. When the food has the love element, it gives satisfaction. Trupti doesn't come from the taste, from the trupti means satisfaction. It doesn't come from the taste, it doesn't come from the chemicals. It comes from the love that has been put in while cooking. So mother cow, she doesn't have only love for her own offspring. That's her greatness. Therefore she is called Gomata. She has the love for all the human beings. She has the love for all the entities on this world. And therefore she is ready to sacrifice her own health, her own well-being for the betterment of all the entities. And we may not be able to appreciate that love because we don't know properly. But she is standing there waiting. Just like the man was running to murder the mother, but she is standing to take care of the child anytime. The cow has that feeling. It's not that, don't think these cow products are useful because they are chemically some this acid and that acid and therefore they give us good health. That's very external analysis. That's very gross analysis. The cows have emotions to all living entities, especially human beings, for maintaining them. And there have been many wonderful mystical stories where cows have been in very unique ways. There are many stories of recent history and the past history. I'll tell two of them. One is, just happened few years back, not even few years, maybe just few months or a year or two back. One man, he was of age 50, he retired and took some money and he was a like server of cow, go sevak or go bhakta you call it. So he started staying on the banks of Narmada near Bharuch. He made a small hut, staying there doing some puja, dhyan, and his children would send some 5,000 rupees or some money every month, and he did not need all that money, he would give charity or what it is, and he would stay there. And he was like into the simple village, not city, so who will steal? He would never lock his hut and go around. Every day in the afternoon, one cow was there, which would come at 12 o'clock. He would cook his own food. In the Vedic culture, there is a system of go grass. Go grass means not green grass. We those who don't know go grass will think green grass. No, go grass in Sanskrit means the food which you take from our plate is roti, sabji, everything. The Vedic system was when you offer your food to the Supreme Lord or Shaligram Shila, immediately after that, the first plate of food is given to the cow. That is called go grass. So this person was staying on the bank of Narmada River near Bharuch. He would make his own food, cook his own food, and offer one plate to the cow, this cow at 12 o'clock every in the afternoon. And this cow would exactly come at 12 o'clock. One day this person was staying and he noticed, I keep my money here below my some bed or something. But he would not keep any accounts. He says, whatever is there, Krishna will provide. But it appears that my money has decreased. Somebody has stolen or something. Anyway, whatever Krishna wants, he will provide. Let's see. So that day, at 9 o'clock, he was trying to go out somewhere. And suddenly this cow, which would come only at 12 o'clock, appeared in his door. This is not some makeshift story. The man is still there in Bharuch, just outside. You can go and check out. So some people, they say, Proji is telling good stories. So this cow appeared at the door. And with her head and the horns, she just blocked his door. And he said, hey, you come at 12 o'clock every day, I give you go grass. Why you come at 9 o'clock? I still to cook my food, you come at 12. She was not ready to move, not allowing him to go out. Then his hut has a second door. So he said, okay, let me go out from the another door. So he just went in quickly to go out from another door. But before him, the cow reached that door. And again blocking the door with her head. You cannot go out. He said, maybe she is not going to move today until I give her something to eat. He said, I have no cooked food, but I have some fruits. I'll get them and give. So he went in to get the fruits. And while coming out, he saw some person was putting the hand from the window and trying to steal his money. So even without telling the cow, she understands what are our thoughts and our needs. Some people, modern people, may rule it out as coincidence. That's a possibility. But one incident can be ruled out as coincidence. Second can be, third can be. But when the coincidences are happening again and again, they don't remain coincidence anymore. So I cannot go on telling such incidents more and more. But as we have an incidence of Raghavendra Swami gazetted into British Gazette, another incidence of similar nature. This happened long time back in 1857. In 1857, when there was first uprising in India, generally taking the chance of this uprising, many looters, like in Bombay also we had riots. The rioters were very few who were doing it out of some cause. Mostly they were looters. Even Hindus would break the shops of Hindu people and Muslims. They just wanted to loot. So even in 1857, during uprising, many looters were moving around. And one gang of even looters, we call it Muslims today, were there. They had nothing to do with any uprising. They were just looters. Was moving around in North India. So after going out and getting some looting, working hard for some time, the gang leader was tired and he just laid down. He told his assistants, three, four of them, we are hungry. Go and get some food. So they went around and they just saw one cow, a very beautiful looking pregnant one, moving around. So they caught her and got her. And they said, okay, to cook our rotis, we need some firewood and everything, salt we require. So the leader said, okay, let her be here, you go and get the remaining things. And they had tied the legs of the cow. She was lying on the ground helplessly. But somehow this cow was looking at the leader with great request and pleading emotions. And she was trying to express that, please help me, I will not become ungrateful, I will help you back at some future time. So this leader also felt some, she thought of his wife who was pregnant in his home. And the remembrance of his wife, he had some mercy on the cow. He freed with his knife, which was supposed to kill her, he freed her from the bondage. And the cow got up and walked off. But while walking, it is mentioned that she was looking at this person as if that, you helped me today, but it won't go into vain. I'll never become ungrateful. So she walked off and few days passed by. After that, when the uprising was subsided, it was controlled by the British, the looters were caught and this gang was caught. And this leader was sentenced for capital punishment. He might have murdered some people, something, I don't know. But this is documented. This person was sentenced for capital punishment. And in capital punishment, you have to be hanged with a noose. And the plank from below is removed. So he was raised on the plank and rope was put and it was tightened and the plank below his feet was snapped off, removed. But he went down a little, but the rope never became tight around his neck. And as per the legal laws, even today, because the laws are made by British, they're the same. You can attempt a person to hang three times. And if he doesn't get killed in that three times, he has to be released. Yeah, that is the law. So they tried, the British officers, they tried three times. All the three times the plank was snapped from the below. He would go down the tail, but the rope would not get tightened around his neck. There was no apparent cause. After three times, he was released. But this man told officers, which is documented, that when the plank went down, I went on the tail, but I felt as if two pointy things are supporting from my heels from bottom. And I could understand they are nothing but the horns of a cow, two horns. And all the three times they supported me, and he said, no, you have released me. So he was released from the prison. And as he walked off out from the prison, he is described in his own experience, another cow, which was similar looking to the cow which he has freed, he could not recognize it was the same cow or a different cow, But a cow walked right in front of him at the right time when he came out of prison along with a very small beautiful calf. And looking at him that I have reciprocated with you properly, he writes in his experience. And he says, although I am from your family, from that day on, I always take the dust of cows in the morning, put them on my head and then do my duty. Although it is mentioned that we should not do such things in our scriptures. So these subtle benedictions are not in the form of saving, I was saying in the form of prajna. Inner knowledge, inner awakening is awakened just by the blessings of the cow. Then about cow and mother. Yeah. The cows or even mothers, she gives, when we are seeing in this picture, Chandravi Maharaj mentioned this word, Vatsa and Vatsalya, in the morning session. That this word Vatsa or Vatsalya Bhav, we say, parental mood comes from the word Vatsa. That is, cow has the emotions of parental mood towards her child and also all the human beings. Much more to say about this, I had heard it from Madhavanand Prabhu. That is the next point. Okay, this point is only there. This point, not the next point. Madhavanand Prabhu once spoke in one Bhagavatam class about subtle energies moving around. How subtle things influence the us. He was telling that he is a pediatrician and many times he treats children, not many times, that is his main profession. So he was telling many times when a child comes with sickness, he may be even 1 month, 2 months, 6 months old, where he apparently doesn't understand any language, any sound. He sleeps most of the time. Many times when he cannot figure out some cause, or even if there is some cause, chemical cause, he asks the parents, is there some arguments in the home between husband, wife, or mother, son, or mother-in-law, daughter, some arguments, very heavy arguments. And he says, invariably, this is the word of Madhavanand Prabhu, invariably I found out that there are some disturbances in the home that is affecting the child. One way to understand it is the child, even though he cannot speak, he can sense the disturbing situation in the home. But another, more than that, that is also one way to understand, but more than that, because I'll give a few examples. The mother, the love of the mother is expressed by the milk she offers to the children. In fact, the cow always offers milk to the calf, and it's Krishna's arrangement that she always has an extra milk. There's some vegans, as it was mentioned, they say milk is for calf. But it's not like that. I mentioned this point few days back in one Bhagavata, not many days back, in Vrindavan, I think I mentioned, Vrindavan, that the milking of cow is called dohan. It is actually not called dohan. The original word is dothan. The cow has four glands. And if you see the proportion for each offspring, each sibling, the mother nature has given two glands. Like the dog or the pig, they have four or five siblings at one time. And the she dog or she pig has 8 to 10 mammary glands to give milk. That is the ratio. One children, two glands in all the species. Except cows and buffaloes, where milk is obtained for human purpose, but cow milk is more recommended. Generally, cow has only one offspring, very rarely twins, generally it is once, but still she has four glands. This is Krishna's arrangement in nature, that two glands, two teats are for the calf and two are for the human being. So actually the word was do thun. Thun means the teats. So two thuns, the two teats milks are for humans, and that is extra made by Krishna, and two are for the calf. So this milk giving process is an expression of great love by the mother to the child. Once it was found out this, why the child, in referring with the case of Madhavan Prabhu, why the child becomes sick when there is fighting in the home. The child experiences the vibrations, that is one thing. Second thing is, especially when the lady, the mother who is feeding milk to a child, she is disturbed. In fact, there is one case that one lady had a very heavy arguments, very, very heavy arguments with someone in the house. And immediately after that, the child was crying, so she fed the child. but the milk became so much toxic that the child died. The relationship is, the subtle vibrations are passed down. In fact, in the Ayurvedic way of treatment, reverse is also done. When a small child is sick, 2-3 months old, the medicines are administered to the mother. Because we can't give the solid food to the child. And that medicinal effect is transferred immediately, the next feeding. The next feeding, the child gets the medical effects of the medicine which has been eaten by the mother. So this relationship between the mother and the child is there. Anytime, when that angry, greedy emotion, in fact, there is an injection in the Vedic, Ayurvedic lifestyle that when the mother is lazy or sleepy, she should not feed the child. Suppose it's in the night time and the child is crying, if the mother gets up, she should, within 2-3 minutes, she should become fresh, become little more active in 5 minutes, and then only she should feed the child. But her emotions, her mental state is passed down on the child. It's a great science. So this science is also there with the mother cow. The relation between the child and the mother can never be separated for the whole life. There are subtle relationships. It is called pran shakti. Pran shakti means, even though the mother is at far off distance, the child is here, the relationships can never be cut off. And the cow has a relationship of that level with all of us. Therefore, she is called mother. And therefore, other animals are not called mother. It's not some random selection, as we heard a few minutes back. Also, I already told Trupti. Yeah, one point about this Trupti. In modern age, we see these people have great tendency to go on eating. They are never satisfied. And we are also part of it sometimes. We are, what do you call it? We are just become part of the system. But why it is like that? Because the food which comes, this we'll discuss when during time of the cow dung comes. The food grown from the cow dung has love of mother cow. And that food will give us satisfaction. And modern food is coming from exploitative. You know, most of the agriculture industries are the remnants of the Second World War industries. For example, in the Second World War, all the Europe built up many industries to make tanks. And after the World War was over, what to do with the industry? So make tractors. That's how the tractors were widely used in the agriculture. Before that, they were also using horses and cows. Then, all the industries used to make the explosives, TNT and like that. After World War, they did not have the market. So what to do? Make pesticides and fertilizers. Same. They are same chemical combinations. We are actually putting explosives in the ground in the name of fertilizers. Same. TNT is trinitrogen. Same thing is put. We call it nitrogen in the PNK or something, NPK. So nitrogen is put in the ground. Phosphorus. Same explosive. How can such food give us satisfaction? In fact, it will give us violence. And therefore, there is no love. There is no satisfaction. You may eat 5-star or 3-star or 2-star or any star. There is no satisfaction. And therefore, we keep on eating chabar, chabar, chabar. Previously, people would eat the products grown on the manure of cow dung that gave them satisfaction. Even though they would eat roti and chas. And today we eat all fish. No satisfaction. The tongue gratification is there. Tupti is not there. That will not. So the tongue will be all gratified. But no tupti will come. And again, we eat one full stomach full of gulab jam. One more. One more samosa, one more. Sense gratification will never end. Satisfaction will give us satisfaction. So this cow is great science. It's not some cow dung and urine. That is the important part. It's subtle energies that cow has. That is very important. Something more. I am looking at my points. I don't want to miss up any point. So I am looking at... Okay, go ahead. So after talking of this part of mother, go mata. What does mother mean? We go on to the next topic, which is quite relevant to us.
Sorry.
Why are cows, this is especially in relevance to India but also the whole world, in the land of India, where 70% people are at least claiming to be the followers of Vedic culture, where India became independence, and pre-independence the decision of I and C, everyone, Gandhi, Subhash Chandra Bose or Sardar Vallabhbhai, but everyone, all the leaders of independence movement, that their decision was, the first thing, the first day we get independence, we'll pass the law of cow, banning cow slaughter. In India, sorry, 50,000 cows roughly are killed daily. Why? Who is exactly behind it? We call it Yavans or Muslims or Christians or Hindus. I would say the most role is led by even the Hindus and us. Not in the form of some managing the factory. In India, the cow, India is another radical truth. In the West, the cow flesh is costliest. It is a costly flesh. India, it is opposite. India, the flesh of a goat costs around 210 to 220 rupees a kilo. A flesh of chicken costs around, the present rates, 120 to 125 rupees kilo. And the flesh of a cow is just 60 rupees a kilo. The cows in India, the flesh is a byproduct. It is, yes, it is a product, but not the main product. If you just find out the value of the flesh, 60 into the kilo of the weight of the, and equal it with the cost of the cow, like say cow, we, from per cow we get 100 kgs of flesh, 60, like that. You will see it is not a profitable enterprise to kill cows for flesh. It is not killed for flesh. Flesh is sold as an extra item. It is killed for these four items. Leather, blood, fat, or we call it tallow in polished language, and bones. Many people over here avoid leather. We have been told to do it. But we are ignorant about these remaining three parts. The main profits from cow killing in India, because most of us stay in India, I am referring to that. In the West, it's little different, but still it is almost same. But especially in India. Why no one is, it's not a question of any religion. Religion is a very secondary issue in killing cows. Aurangzeb, Shahjahan and Akbar had banned killing cows for some years at least in their tenure. Aurangzeb for some years and even Shahjahan and Akbar. Only the rich, like Sardars, Muslims, they killed cows sometimes. But regularly it was banned. It's not some religion. In the, yeah, without this financial background, some Muslims will kill cows, but the number will be very, very, very less. Because it won't be affordable. Say one cow costs 5,000 rupees. It's not affordable to kill only for flesh. Many of us, not us, but previously our people in the outside, those who call themselves Hindus, Jains and the Brahmanas, and everything, Buddhists. Even their religious tenets don't allow to use the products of violence. One set of seat covers of car, of leather, it costs somewhere 30 to 40,000 rupees. And the leather from, we can say, from two cows. So if we get 6,000 from the cow flesh, 10 to 20,000 rupees come from cow leather. That's the ratio. Then, blood. So I'll go to the blood later on. I'll go to the, and the softer the leather, understand, soft leathers don't come easily. Like we grow old, our skin becomes soft. Hard. So cow skin is soft when they are calf. That is one way. Another way is they have to be tortured. In India only, cows are killed in the most torturous way. Many cows are killed outside, but the most torturous way are killed in India. I don't want to describe them here because I don't want to take time for that. I don't have enough time. I will just say they are beyond this word of a good assembly to make the skin, to get the skin soft even of a grown-up cow. And we here may not be using leather, but I will discuss on the, we were using, we might have been using before coming to Krishna consciousness. And we are supporting the killing of cows. Indirectly. Even the Hindus, the Buddhists and the Jains. Second part, I will go about, bones first. I will go in the reverse order, okay. Leather then bones. These industries, who are maintaining. In India, there are 11 big slaughterhouses. Big. Only 2 are owned by Muslims. 9 are owned by government. And government says we are running these slaughterhouses in laws. Then for whom they are running? It's not like some emergency important service like BEST or local trains. Who is making profits from this loss, gaining enterprise of government? Because here is a loss, because the companies which use these products, they take it at a very cheap price. The cow bones, the fat, are used in many cosmetics, daily consumables, consumer items in India and all over the world. We are sometimes say, oh, very nice, today is my Ekadashi Vrat. And we might be using some toothpaste which has bone powder. So Ekadashi Brahma Murta, we put bone powder in our mouth. And we say, oh, I did not know. And then in the lecture we say, ignorance is no excuse, no cause for excuse. This is duplicity. In the lecture we say, ignorance is not a cause or excuse. Have you checked out why our cold cream feels so soft? Have you thought what is inside it? Softness means cow tallow has to be there. Or some tallow. Cow or other may not be cow. We just use it. Why or this is so... Most of the cosmetic products are dirty animal products with heavy perfumes. So the most dirty thing, you have good perfumes, we apply very nicely. That's it. Most of us may be using it. Even today. And how we say, oh, we not know, sometimes we say, keep this topic aside. Don't disturb. Let me perform devotional service. What devotional service will perform? Krishna is most... Krishna is most pleased by protecting cows, and we said, please keep this topic aside. It's just like a smoker. When we go and tell a smoker, smoking is bad. Abhi nahi, baad mein. What difference is between him and us? If we go and tell some drinker, liquor is not good for liver. Don't raise these topics. Abhi mera pike hondo, fir baad mein dekhenge. What is the difference between his logic and his thought process and our Lord thought process? This is the main finances that support the cow killing. And you may say, I will go to that, okay, particularly go ahead. Then fats, all softness, artificial soft. Nature doesn't make things soft like that. There is different ways to, I don't say that we should have all the cracks on our lips and the soles. There are better ways to avoid that. But not, you need not put up the whole animal fat. Previously it was mostly cow fat, even today it is there on our body to keep our body crack face. There are many other good ways are there. Alternatives are there. And blood. Blood is especially used in allopathic medicines, which are given to raise iron and hemoglobin and similar things. And especially for pregnant ladies, these medicines are suggested. They take it. These medicines affect them first. It's a sinful activity. Second, more important, it affects their children. And we see, therefore, today, small children of 2 or 3 or 4 years have specs. Yeah, that's logic. These medicines, they damage the children's liver. And the liver is damaged, the eye loses. I don't want to go into the medical side discussions today, but that's the Ayurvedic connection. The eye loses the strength. You may say, oh, no, how to do with the iron? We call ourselves scientific people. And completely, irrationally, unscientifically give up our parampara and say, call it science. In the previous times, in India, we were using iron kadhai, deep frying pan, iron tawa, and iron, I don't know what you call it, that grounding mortar like this. In Marathi, we call it khalbatta. I don't know. Something like that. You all understood that. Iron pot and like this. Now, we have removed iron kadhai, we have got aluminium and steel because it looks nice. Only human is the so foolish animal who decides what to eat and not to eat on how it looks. No other animal decides that way. We say by steel pots our kitchen looks clean. Kitchen is meant to be clean. Kitchen should be clean. It looks glamorous or shiny. Kitchen is meant to be shiny or meant to good healthy food. It should be clean. I am not talking, kitchen should not be dirty. It should be clean. But I am talking of glamorous look. No animals decides what to eat on how it looks. It decides on how it smells and how it tastes. We never go on these two topics. How it smells, we never see it. How it tastes, we only have the sensation. This I'll come ahead. Sensation of tasting the chemicals. And we are getting cheated. I said, by all dirty things with good perfumes, we put them on the mouth. Similarly, all dirty things with lot of cocoa and sugar, we put it into mouth. That's what is happening today. I'll discuss that when it comes to it. But then what is the solution for this iron? I just don't want to raise the problem. Solution for the iron has to be there. If you use iron pot, iron tawa, not stick, what is it called? Non-stick. Non-stick aluminum tawa. Enough iron will go. And the best science, especially see in the where places where a lot of milk or cows are there even today, like UP, Rajasthan, in iron pot, iron kadhai, the milk is slowly heated for long hours. Long hours. Our Proji is from Govardhan, he knows. If you do that and drink such milk, no one will have iron deficiency. Heat milk slowly for long hours on deep iron pot, no one has. But we are advanced, clean, glamorous kitchen, shiny kitchen, and weak health. What can I say? How long this ignorance will go on? And then take cow blood for our iron. And this company is, each company, see the, I'll go to, actually I'm not, but come to it. Each company which makes health food, they make drugs or medicines. If your health food is healthy, why you require to make drugs? It's a collaboration. Sister concern. Or same company may not make, their sister concern will make. Same thing. That's, you go and see in the world. I will discuss, but I got one health food of GlaxoKaline something. What is the company's name? Glaxo. Health food. And it's a big drug manufacturing company. One product supports the another. And another supports the first. You take health food and then take medicines and then take medicines and then take health food. Basically, you give us keeping money. This is great cheating. Very simple solutions are there for all this calcium and iron. But we thought we are scientific. We are advanced. I told this point in my 10 days before Bhagavatam class. What scientific? We do all unscientific things. Is there any scientific research told to us to wear clothes which expose our body? Modern people in the all colleges, so we are scientific, na? So we give up Vedic culture. Which scientific research has told you to wear such abnormal clothes? Is some science, wear clothes of this fashion and that fashion. Foolishness. We call ourselves scientists. In the previous Vedic culture, they would have toilet outside the home. I had in, when I was staying in my village in Tarapur, we had to walk around few meters, and they would have kitchen inside the home. They would cook inside, and go to outside to pass stool. In modern scientific society, they eat all nonsense outside and pass stool inside. Where is science? I would say they don't eat food outside, they eat stool outside, because all these nonsense, dirty selling things, they begin their business only when it gets dark. Because no one should understand what they are serving. Only after darkness, sunset, they begin all Chinese and Chinese. We eat stool outside and pass stool inside. Call ourselves advanced people. Is this scientific? Our paramparas, they are established on great science. Without understanding, we are rejecting it. I don't say we accept anything blindly, but we should apply our brains to it. Apply logically our brains to it. So this the main cows are killed. I'll give the statistics. Go ahead. Hey, go ahead. Inko chal gaya kya? Almost done. Yeah. Take the full thing. Enough. One is remaining, I know, but take. Wait. So in India, 50,000 cows are killed daily, approximately. In US, that's just I made a statistic. Nothing to do with our calculation. US around 1 lakh are killed daily. Profit from one cow. This is very conservative figure. Very conservative. Other than flesh is 5,000, say. It's very low number. At least 5,000. Other than flesh. Still, the total profit per day is 25 crores. And per year is 9,125 crores. That's why the cows are killed for. And by giving 10 rupee, 100 rupee, for a toothpaste which costs 2 rupees, actually the ingredients of toothpaste costs 2 rupees, we very happily pay 70 rupees. And when someone comes to us, pure cow ghee, churn one, 400 rupees kilo. Itna mehenga kyo? Yeah. We don't know what is... For soap, which costs again somewhere around 100 rupee, we are ready to pay 20 rupees. The cost of a soap is 1 rupee. So that much profit is supplied to all the Indian population, irrespective of the religion. If we stop this financial supply, a cow killing will come down automatically. It won't stop, I agree. But it will drastically come down. And not only we are responsible, directly or indirectly. We say this to other seminars, who kills, who eats, who supplies, who helps, who supports, who provides the instruments, all are responsible. When it comes to application to us, don't discuss such things now. Let me enjoy ignorantly. How long this truth can be kept far from us? Better we understand the truth quickly, the better for us. Go ahead. This is like major one. Major it is a financial cow killing. Second it may be religious aspects. Go ahead. Somebody may say, no, nowadays there are green spots. Do you think India is a corruption free country? I can sell you meat with a green spot. Pesa, anything can be done. In all over the world the corruption is there. Why only India? It is said if India is a primary school for corruption, US is a PhD. Yeah, big. What they Modi Xerox and then Enron. Big corruption happens over there. India just hawal that takes 20 rupees puts in pocket. Very simple one. Big corruption happens over there. And do you know what this green certification, the process is? They come to my factory if I'm producing something. They check from where my raw products come from. And they should not come from the slaughterhouse. But raw products come from another company which takes products from the slaughterhouse. That they don't go into chain. In fact, they should go follow the whole chain of raw products completely. Not only one step, two step, three step, whatever is required. My products come don't come from raw slaughterhouse. Then green. The green spot has no meaning. And even if company, I know sometimes there's, I heard on the street side there's hawker seat. So when the BMC truck is going to come, somebody from the BMC tells the people, we are coming. So they pack up and go away. So is it possible? So when the green inspector is going to come, somebody will tell, oh, this inspector is coming, remove all your non-veg products from your company premises. Green dot is very easy to get. And even if I agree, even if now, say for Hindustan Lever, all this toothpaste had bone powder up till 3 or 4 years back. Even today, they don't put. I agree for the discussion's sake. But 40 years they cheated us, what about that? And have they stopped because the change of heart has taken place? Oh, we repent for what we did for 40 years. There is no change of heart. The demoniac exploitative mentality is still there. Not that just because the green spot is there and now they are stopped, we are free to do anything. We are supporting the demonic people. Directly, I wouldn't say indirectly, directly only. If you give cash to someone to support someone, it's direct support. It's not indirect support. So, go ahead. McDonald's, when it began in India, don't take only in company's name. I have taken few companies' name. understand all demonic companies are up to the same limit. I'm giving you 2-3 as a sample. Don't go only after that. When McDonald's began in India, they announced that we are not going to use beef and pork, Hindus and Muslims. But around 4-5 years there back, something happened. Now they are found to use some cow tallow fat in French fries. And we all, I ate that. I don't eat that. But now they have stopped. No, they actually don't use it. We have faith on demons. And I agree for discussion if they don't use it. I agree. But do you know? All the profits of McDonald's in India are used to purchase beef from India and export to the Western countries. All the profits. They may be selling all veg things, veg or pork and beef free things. But it's the same thing. All the profits from McDonald's in India are used to purchase the beef in India because it is cheap and it is costly over there, exported over there. So we can't deal with demonic cow killing people and say, no, we are free. Our hands are not tinged with the blood, as Arjuna says in Bhagavad Gita. If I enjoy this kingdom, it will be tinged with blood of my relatives. Rudra means blood. We read this verse. Same thing is happening with us. We are responsible. Knowingly or unknowingly. If we know, we have to stop. Unknowingly, maybe excuse. After knowledge, the results are more dangerous. Sorry, no, you know the things. Go ahead. Nestle. Actually, go to the next spot. I was supposed to speak about McDonald's on this spot, this slide, but it is already there. Go ahead. Good food, good life. Good statement, I will say. You know how this Nestle demoniac company began in Europe when it began about a years back? It began a company. And first, they began with a baby food, that milk powder and like that. They employed many sales girls. What they trained the sales girls? How to sell the baby food? No mother will buy. She will feed her own milk. They were very clever demonically. They trained all the sales girls to become nurses, nursing schools. They invested money to make all the sales girls nurses. And in the targeted area, country 1, 2, 5 country, whatever it was, of Europe, they sent all the nurses girls to maternity home only. Their sales girls trained as nurses to maternity home. So systematically they work. And in a maternity home, when the nurses were doing job, they were trained. When your mother gives birth to a child, she would tell, oh, you know, if you are sick and if you feed your child, the child will become sick. If you have some trouble, acidity in your stomach, if you feed the child, he may be having trouble. And if you feed a child, you may lose your shape. These were training given to these nurses. So, what you can do? We have this nice baby food, milk powder. You feed this. The most important food for a child is his mother's milk. And these demonic people did not look back or think twice to even break in that to just make profits. And within 2 years, Nestle became number one in Europe at that time. And then they started banning all the baby foods and all like that. So some product may have, some product may not have. We cannot find out whole corruption, who knows. But whether one has and another has, they are all connected. If we do something financially with them, we are supporting. Or this product has and this product doesn't have. Sorry to say, so many of the devotees use it. I don't know whether it has anything bad or not. But what to do with it? We also condense milk in our home, is it not? Does it become like milkmaid, Nestle milkmaid? Why not? Why that milk condense has some special texture, why not ours? When we use all these things, so-called soft and fancy and things, have you ever thought, what is into it that makes it like that? If we are not going to think, Indian people, who will think? What makes it such wonderful texture? Such wonderful flow? We have to think about it. So whether I have nothing to do with researching in particular product and like that. The whole thing is demonic supporting cow killing. And I have to do nothing with it. Go ahead.
Ek minute. Okay, I'm back in my... Nestle ka de do ek bar. I forgot, this Kit Kat
is there on the right side. I know many of us don't eat chocolates, at least I hope so.
But this Kit Kat has,
as in the West, in India also, calf rennets. That means a product from the intestine of the cows. Not cows, calves. That makes that addictive, attractive texture. You do it with the same ingredients in the home, you can't do it. Why? What makes the difference? I do, he do. Why we can't do? Like suppose I cook samosa and you cook samosa. If it doesn't come same, I say, why you did? What it happened? What you added? How you fried it out? So, go ahead. Next one. This.
Go ahead. Ek piche le lo. No, take this first white line. Yeah, you know.
This chocolate and sugar combination, which is there in all the products, all so-called healthy, tasty products, have to have chocolate and sugar. Is, as I said, dirtiest thing, or they are just face up. And this chocolate has one more logic. There can be difference of opinion in ISKCON, outside India again, but I have to put my point. The point is, this, what it does, you know, the childhood age, as this our Gopika is over here, or some girls and boys are there, the age below 12 to 15 years is the age of grasping. Isile, in Vedic culture, it was said, memorize the child, means put all the memorization to the child. In Hindi, we call it usko ratao. In modern education, they say usko samjhao. What can the child understand? But if you memorize the things rightly till the age of 15, then after 15, it is also connected to kaph, vat, pitta. I don't want to go into the medical side. Yeah, kaph is the age of getting input, growing. So that childhood is the age of kaph. So we gain the things, memorize everything, experiences, languages. See, we may memorize Bhagavad Gita now. But if you don't say it regularly, we forget it. But what we have memorized in childhood, we remember now. That is the age of grasping. From 15 to 20, the age of analysis becomes. Pitta, analysis. Pitta is to do with the buddhi. Analysis begins. So what we have memorized, we will analyze. And bachpan mein samjha, also no memorization, what will analyze? And what a child has to memorize. That is his nature. So if you don't memorize him shlokas and Gita, whether he understands or don't understand, you memorize. Means you force him to memorize. If you don't force him to get him into memory of all these shlokas and good sayings, what he will memorize? Ding dong, and ping pong, and you are hero and I am heroine. Child will not understand what he is memorizing, but he'll analyze when he becomes 15 and behave similarly. बच्चा है ना क्या गया? उसको कुछ समझ नहीं आता अभी नहीं समझने का उम्र नहीं पर वो जो याद करेगा वो 15 साल के बाद वो एनालाइज करेगा दिस इज द वैदिक साइंस देयरफॉर बच्चे को रटाओ व्हेन ही मेमोराइजेस व्हेन ही ग्रोज अप ही विल ऑटोमेटिकली एनालाइज व्हाट ही हैज मेमोराइज बट टुडे वी जस्ट मेमोराइज हिम बच्चा है वो पिक्चर का गाना बोल के दिखा तो देन ही विल एनालाइज द सेम थिंग व्हेन ही ग्रोज अप दिस हैज टू डू विद दैट. Not only memorize brain, children are grasping. Experiences, tongue, taste, smells, visions, sights, everything. When they are child, the tongue is just ready to grasp various tastes. Experience that. Memorize the taste. And when this taste is given to the children, chocolate with sugar and the cold drink also has some additives, it acts, it kills the taste bud of the tongue to experience other taste in mode of goodness. It's just like if you have heavy, passionate music, you can't experience nice, cooling music, Shastriya Sangeet, or which also has your own taste. But on the childhood, we think, what is there in Shastriya music? We can't appreciate. Because childhood, our taste to appreciate various music has been killed by this heavy picture music. In a childhood, we can't say, oh, what is there? This proji is some salad and muli. How it tastes?
It's not tasteless. It has its own taste. Huh? He is sattu. What taste it has? It has its own taste. But our tongue has been killed by these cold drinks and chocolates and sugars and coke. Therefore, you see, all the so-called health foods will have cocoa and sugar. Very, not only some major support. Because they want to kill your tongue to have expense of any other taste. So that when you are young and when you are grown up, you will become subservient to them. It's not some chocolate or something like that. Go ahead. So basically, I don't want you to go some particular product. I am coming. Oh, next slide hai. Main ye slide ka kuch dekh raha hu, bachcha hai kya? As said, yeah, next. So these companies, they are there to cheat us and make money. I was saying when somebody from village or some part of India who is not so-called advanced, actually advanced, he may eat some simple food. Many of us may not know what it is. There is a food which was there in India called sattu, which was made from the roasted wheat and barley and some chana dal sometimes. It is very simple and sweet. Very simple food, but very healthy one, especially in the summer time. It's cooling one. When somebody eats that sattu, he says, gauti hai re. Kya sattu khata hai? You know? How many of us have had Horlicks when we were small? Raise their hands. At least once. Most of us. Many of us. I have got this here, sample. I don't want to speak useless word. This Horlicks. This Horlicks is nothing but sattu. With cocoa and sugar. That's all. Same formula. I will read it. I got it in my paper. But basically, I forgot the exact percentage. It is around 46% barley and 28% wheat. Wheat flour, atta. And barley is jaw flour. And let me take out the paper because the exact... Malted barley. You are read on these products, malted, malt. How many know what is malt? Malt, M-A-L-T, malt, they call it. Malt or malt. Maltova. I will tell you what is malt. But let me discuss Horlicks first. This Horlicks, as per the label, I got it from the shop. He might be expecting, I told him I want for a lecture. So he might be expecting his business will increase. I told me, give me a free sample. I want to use it in some lecture demonstration. It's okay, okay, take it. Because I wanted one person to get it. Let me use it. In a sense, not allow anyone to use it. Anyway, this Horlicks has 42% malted barley, or somebody called it malted barley. What are the pronunciation? 26% wheat flour. It writes. It themselves declare. 15% sugar. 15% milk solids, salt, and chemicals to maintain acidity regulator and all these chemicals to maintain its good texture. So this same sattu which my mother gave me with love and devotion. Which costs at the most 15 to 20 or 30 rupees a kilo, we get in the market for 270 rupees a kilo. I mean, we are advanced. Ye gauti sattu khata hai. What advanced? Giving money to our cow killing companies? This and malt, cocoa is addictive. And all this I was warning, my Bonvita I also got malted ingredients. I thought, what is this malted? What does it mean? No grain has a name of M-A-L-T. So I went and saw the meaning of malt and I tried to analyze what it means. They put in a very
polished way, but I'll tell, I written it down the meaning. Say, barley or other grains, that is the meaning of malt, the process of malting. Steeped in water and dried in a kiln, thus forcing the germination until saccharine principle has been evolved. Basically, it's a process of fermentation, making it into liquor, but stopping it in some one stage, not allowing it to become full liquor, as our Sina Pro, Saka Pro immediately pointed out. Same thing is dried and given to us. And you say, why our children, we get addicted to this? Malting is a process of making it into liquor process and stopping at one particular stage and drying it in a kiln, forceful drying the ingredients of barley and the grains. And then we say, oh, malted barley, which costs 200 rupees, 20 rupees normally, we should pay 200 rupees. This malted barley, which may cost around 50 rupees, because it is bone vita, it's cost 320 rupees per kilo. And we say, take, nice cow killing companies, take my 300 rupees. People who eat this are more sick, including myself. Health food. Why it is like that? We never sit and think. We say, ignorance is bliss. My mother's product, which costs 20 rupees, is full of love. Mother's vibrations are there. Love is there. That costs 20 rupees. And we say, oh. And we say, we don't feel any taste. What can you do? Your taste has been addicted to the malt. You will never feel the taste of simple sattva of your mother or from another place. Your tongue taste has been bombarded. The taste buds has been killed by cocoa and such products. Yes, but they can be revived. They can be revived. Therefore, we think, why this addiction in children especially is there of this cold drink? And that addiction carries with us from the big age. Immediately, there's some water starts coming from our mouth. It happens even for us because we had the experience in the childhood. But this original taste buds can be revived. I have my personal experience and also experience of another man. I'll tell one thing. With service to the cow with love and devotion. Not just looking at the blessing. I will tell about some blessings of cow in the latter part of my talk. But not just like we are doing go seva. I am not here to say what we can get from the... I have already spoken. I already read it out. That's all. So, finish this slide. So, I'll tell two short incidences. One man in Haryana or somewhere was having cancer some few years back. And doctors told you to do this and radiation and remove the tumor with respect to other parts, something like that. So he said, he was in the home, what can I do? He said, even after operation, we don't know what will happen. So one saintly person was walking by his house and he told the doctor, not the doctor, the saintly person, he said, you fool, you have a cow in your home. He was a farmer, he had a cow. And you are suffering? He said, just pray to the mother cow. I am at your grace, please help me. And drink her cow urine. He was from Haryana. I don't want to criticize any caste in India, but we sometimes have that language jokes. It's not particularly any other bodily features or what. He said, he was a Jat. He said, other people, sometimes they think first and act later. Though a Jat, they act first and think later. It's a joke, not against any particular creed. Don't take it against someone. But he was a very powerful farmer. So he told next day his daughter, hey, in the morning, go and get some cow urine. So the daughter went and got a full lota full, 1 liter. He said, our sadhu told me to take a little in the morning. I'll take 1 full liter. He drank it. And after some time, few minutes, 15-20 minutes later, he started having some big pain in his body and started shouting. And people said, what's happening? And then after that time, he started passing non-stop stool. And the stool was smelling as bad as possible. So bad that his own relatives left the home and went outside. And he was in the bed shouting and passing stool there and groaning in pain. After 1 hour, half hour, when the shout subsided, they thought mostly Hari Bol. Then the relatives came back in the home. So saw this one, although all dirt of stool and all was lying around, but he was lying on the bed very nicely, looking here and there. And when the relatives came, they cleaned up the whole thing. And he told, please give me some bhakri or roti to eat.
He said, you could not eat for past 15 days. But he said, no, I'm feeling okay. My stomach appetite is there. Give me something to eat. I can swallow, no. And then he asked one question. Hey, why you are putting up agarbatti in that room? For past many years, or at least few years, since he was deceased, he was had lost the sensation of smell. But that came back to him. That came. This is possible. It takes some time, patience, faith and devotion. And some knowledge.
Okay, go ahead.
Now we go to this last part. Okay, before going to the last part, it will be little few more minutes, not few, some more minutes will be required. I began at 1:20, so at least 2 hours, so 3:20. But I will try to finish by that time. But I will try to tell my own experiences. They are sometimes more relevant. I was discussing with Vraj Vihari Prabhu today morning. Suddenly there was something in past life, some impressions, I don't know. But my whole thing began, I had some faith and with one book, knowledge, on medicinal effects of cow urine. And it mentioned that it can cure almost all diseases. I had many white spots on my body. Even when I came to the temple before that, since 8th standard I had. That means around the age of 13, I came to temple at the age of 21 and after that also for a few years. So I thought, why not try it out? There is no loss, there is no side effect or something like that. So I went, made my own cow urine tablets, started taking it. Within 6 months, the spots almost went away. There was some diet to be followed, some things to be eaten, some things not to be eaten. I said, without following the diet, it has happened. Why not to follow it, to cure it? So I started following the diet. Second effect, physical effects, which I found on myself. The first thing, within few days, you know, this weakness is there always in the body, especially many temple residents have, and also non-residents. That went away. Body got vitality and vigor. That's furti, we call it.
Past life mentioned the food. Back Lelo. That's okay. Enough.
So, vitality and vigor. And because of that, as we say, iron content. My hemoglobin in the CBC test, complete blood count, before was always low. But after I started serving cows by accepting his her blessings in the form of cow urine, always it has been normal. These are very gross benefits. But more the best effect which I feel, which has to do with health is good, but which is called awakening of prajna. Prajna means right thoughts, right intelligence, and awakening of taste buds. Sometimes you might have seen, I eat some somewhat uncooked food or something, odd things which we pay 500 rupees for 20 rupees item. And just because cocoa is there, we think it is very tasty. Or some sugar is there. You might have seen. Not that I always used to like, or I am eating these things from my childhood days. But each thing has its own unique taste. Each sabji has its own taste. Not what we taste right now, normally, is the taste of salt and few spices. We say sabji is good, but we are not tasting the sabji. The original taste of sabji has already gone away. We are just tasting some salt, chili and some few spices. And when we eat some more of salad or some simple, which has their own taste, we don't experience that. We say, oh, this is tasteless. I can't eat tasteless things for years together. You can't perform this dry tapasya, certainly not a devotee. And I am taking this cow urine since, you can say, when the cows came to farm, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, our Gordon farm, 2000? Don't farm. 2000. So just immediately after that, so we say 2001 or something, so 9 years. 9 years since that I've been with them. Prajna means, I was discussing Vraj Vihari Prabhu and I just looked back into my life. I never realized that this has happened by the blessings of the cows. So many lifestyle changes. Sometimes people say, oh, he leads a regulated life. I never lived before. When I joined 96, 97, 98, 99, I also had a lot of sweets and all not good things for health in big quantities. In fact, one particular item from Jhu stall was very dear to me. Jhu Prasadam stall. Those who know me, they know it. So I also was thinking how this change has happened. It's not only artificial dry change. Now I understood. Before I was preparing today morning, right intelligence to understand things, to perceive things, determination to follow that. All can come. This is called prajna. This is not knowledge. I can't give any English term for this prajna. By serving the cow. This is the greatest benefit, I would say. My health and hemoglobin are very negligible. Right knowledge, right practices, right. It has been heard, I heard that when controlling senses, it has given me one very astonishing change happened to me few months back. 1 year back, and I was not able to understand the answer still. I was preparing for this lecture. We all try to chant attentively and sit straight. We all want to sit straight. Somehow or other, that strength came into me that I can sit straight for 2 hours without effort, without back pain. I also don't know how it came. I was trying before fighting. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We all go through. Since 91, I was trying. How it came, I'm amazed. But now I understand. It's a blessing of my connection with the cows. I can sit straight. The chanting has improved. Peacefully, I can concentrate on the holy name. And more than that, I was talking, sorry to mention, I asked Vrajvihari Prabhu, why are you walking and chanting now? He said, because my mind was getting so much disturbed. I thought better walk, at least mind will not get so much disturbed. I said, yes, my experience is also the same. Many times I would also walk and chant because mind was disturbed and not only sleepy, although disturbed also, awake but disturbed. But now that experience of sitting straight and chanting is so powerful. Sometimes my mind tricks us. Walking is good exercise. So you walk and chant. But that experience of chanting is so, as you call it, so sweet, I just can't get up. From the place and stand and walk and chant. Just few days back, for some medical purpose, I was sitting in the sun for 1/2 hour daily. So my mind said, see, in the sun you sit. You don't do anything else. You can chant during that time. Why you want? But that position and chanting properly, it's not only 1 day or 2 days. I don't say I have perfected my chanting. I don't say I don't sleep. No, I sleep very, very less compared to the past. I don't say I never sleep. I don't say I am perfected or pure devotee. But even this experience, I was always thinking, why it is happening? This is called awakening. I don't say my prajna is awakened. I would say it's a sample of a sample of sample of sample of awakening of prajna. This right thought, determination to do right things to analyze. One thing which I spoke in one Bhagavatam class and Vrajvihari Prabhu share. How this culture makes us into demons. Vedic culture is to respect everything. One thing in Vedic culture I heard that we should not even touch our legs to the broom. What to speak of other things? I don't know how many of you have heard it. Jhadu koi paav nahi lagana chahiye. Jhadu is like one of the simplest or useless thing. And we, as a practicing devotees, actually this was the Govind Prabhu was going to speak today morning. We had a wonderful class from Chani Maharaj, but Govind Prabhu was going to speak of this point of culture, personal habits, and how they are very important in relation to the practicing holy name, practicing devotional service. But he has agreed to speak in next Sunday fish class. So today's class is actually incomplete without to next Sunday's class. So I am very grateful that he has agreed. But we have heard, in the childhood you should not touch. But when I was analyzing this knowledge, nobody told me, it just came. I related to the mercy of the blessings of the cow. Hey, how I live my life? The moment I go to the bathroom, I move the bucket with the legs. Most of us do it. Open the door of the bathroom many times with the legs. We want to push the luggage aside. We do it with the legs. This is not the right intelligence, attitude, aptitude required to chant properly. And what I experienced, which I shared with Vrajvihari Prabhu, in the Vedic culture, everything was done while sitting. It is in mode of goodness. Eating, sitting, while eating we should sit. While studying we should sit. What else? In fact, while drinking water, eating, previously mothers would sit and cook. Sit and wash pots. That is a science. That would not give backache. Now you have to bend always like this. That is going to give you backache. When we sit down, that is science is different, but that also gives you the mode of goodness. What I experienced, this knowledge came to me from no within. While bathing, while sitting, same water, same time. Some of you, my colleagues, might have observed. For past 1 year, I sit down and bathe with a mug. That experience itself is so satisfying. It just cools your mind down. In the Vedic culture, anything, most of the things are to be performed while sitting. That are in mode of goodness. Same things performed while standing are in mode of passion. And same things performed while sleeping, laying, is in mode of ignorance. We see in modern day hostels, students are lying down, ek hath mein book, ek hath mein samosa. Eating and studying while lying on the bed. That will not be useful anyway. This awakening of prajna to reach the reality of this world without external support, that is the greatest blessing I can say, or the mother cow that can be visited by all of us. So we go ahead. Yeah. Milk. Wait, go back. Milk ka hone do na. Our intelligence will be according to the quality of milk we drink. Food we discuss, but this milk is very important. I discuss the science of milk, how the lady's consciousness is important when she is feeding the child and all these things. Even the animal, I don't want to go into, I will not discuss much of milk and curd because I can't give you practical solutions. Because if you ask, as I said, whenever I say milk, milk is from the cow with Vedic description and unaltered, means not pasteurized and things like that, which is not very easily available in Bombay. So, but it has its own unique advantages. Milk from other cows of other descriptions or buffalo has different effects. But still, later, I just mentioned what are the benefits. Just by drinking good milk, the right milk, our brain gets right. We have heard this in our, but it's possible. And today we say milk is toxic. We don't feel that experience because we are not getting the right milk. They call it white poison. It is not wrong. Calling the wrong milk white poison is right because they are never experienced with the right milk. Most of the Western scientists have never experienced with the right milk. And what they have experienced, their sample is wrong milk. And they will call it white poison. That's not wrong. But if we get a right, even if you get such a milk at 100 rupees a liter, don't look back. Purchase it immediately. That will give you a lot of physical, mental, intellectual, emotional, prajna effects. Also, that will save your more money from wrong source to be given at the wrong places. About milk, I can speak a lot, but because I cannot provide you the right milk, I cannot speak much here. I'll go ahead. Yeah, about milk giving calcium. You may ask, what about the children? They need calcium, grown-up people. There are some alternatives, good alternatives for calcium. Milk is the best source, I agree, one of the best sources. But there are some good alternatives if you don't have the milk, which we can discuss personally or in another session. Curd is good. We have heard. Milk is good. Curd is good. But you should know something. Some knowledge should be there. Curd has to be eaten before noon. Then it is good. Afternoon, it is not good. Afternoon is after the sun starts setting. It is not good. Before 4 p.m. Curd should not be sour, khatta. I don't know what they cook and how. There can be, we cook, I'm not kidding, I'm just telling the truth from the Vedic scriptures. Curd, if it is not khatta, it is good for us. Otherwise, it is good for, if it is khatta, it is good for washing hairs. Yeah, you try that, it will give excellent results. No use of any shampoos. If you make a curd, water becomes khatta, you use for washing hairs. Then, curd, if I heard from my mother and even grandmother, in a silver pot, the milk should be taken and the curd should be made in a silver pot. If it's given to a pregnant lady, in that case, even a buffalo milk is okay. Buffalo curd is allowed in the Vedic scriptures. Krishna had buffalo and he used to eat buffalo curd sometimes. Not the milk is secondary, but buffalo curd is allowed. So milk, curd made in the silver pot, Milk and curding in the silver pot, it is good for everyone. But especially if we give to pregnant ladies, the child will never come insane or mentally retarded. That's the science. How it works can be explained. I'm not just saying it will happen. Medically, Also, it can be explained, but if I go, it will require around 8-10 hours more if I explain every point, how it works. Then, charge. I'm not saying, we have to understand what charge means. I said cow from Vedic, milk from Vedic cow, unaltered, curded, and then charge means we have to churn it. No moving with the spoon and no mixer. Why? I will tell. This is important. It has to be churned. It is called manthan, a manthana. And then the butter has to be removed from that item. With butter it is not choice, it is called matha. It has a different effect. With butter it is called matha and it has a different effect. It is also good, but different. Chas, if churned milk, but curd and butter removed, if someone drinks daily in the afternoon, when the sun is bright, then I would say no possibility, but we can say very rare possibility. He can have cataract, typhoid and such diseases, which are connected to the liver. There's medical science I don't want to go in. Never after 4 p.m. till the sun is bright and no sore, curd. What of the science of churning? See, Vedic rishis, we are not, we advanced, they did not know how to make this churn like mixer and steel. They knew. Vedic rishis knew all these things. They on purpose did not develop it. Because they knew it is not good. In Vedic language, Sanskrit language had two terms called karshan and gharshan. You know, karshan and gharshan. Karshan comes that connected with the name of Krishna. Akarshan. So when we churn the any item, as per the Vedic science, Ayurvedic science of prana, living energy, by churning process, you see the living energies are pulled in the item. And when we move unidirectional movements, like in mixer or with the hand, the life energy from that item goes out. You will get the butter, you will get the fat, but the life energy will be missing. We look at this is the details of Vedic science. By churning all the lives, you see, they're churning, it goes down. And the whole Vedic energy, not Vedic, the prana energy from the universe is attracted in. The rishis, not that they did not know. Therefore, we experience when we sleep under a fan, when we get up in the mornings, many times we feel our body stiff. Your prana is going out. Yeah. Therefore, we feel stiff. Just avoid it. You will not feel stiff. Try it yourself. But not at one day, within few days. When you get akhar jata hai sharir. Because prana, that whole process, see, unidirectional movement of prana is going out. Also, grinding, you may say it is unidirectional, but that's a different effect. Grinding is slowly, slowly crushing the grain. Over a period of moving in the... okay, karshan kuch ho gaya kya? Let me see if something is remaining. So in the grinding, the grain is slowly, slowly crushed from out to in, and the powder is made. And in that process, no grain powder or the flour flies off. All is collected in the cloth, if you have seen that hand grind. But in modern day, we get this atta, enriched atta. Wheat is not enriched. Krishna made a wheat and not enriched. He made enriched. But modern day, we call it roller crusher mills. The atta mills are crusher, big machines. The most essential elements in that crushing process is flies off. And then they have to put in potassium, calcium, magnesium. It's enriched atta, very nice. 18 elements added. After 30 elements from the wheat have flown off. So Vedic people, not they did not knew how to make atta. So backward, moving. No, it was great science. So similarly, this churning, this, but okay, go to the butter part. This chas ka toh maine bol diya, we have to churn it out. No unidirectional movement. Go ahead. Yeah, like this. You see this lady? It's very rare. I don't know how many of you have seen it. But some people might have seen it. At least you might have seen your mothers doing with the hand. If not with this rope hand one. I was fortunate because we had no sisters. My mother would sometimes give, kai mi karte, whatever, tu kar. So I had to do like this, yes sir. In my childhood day. So I had fortunate to have first-hand experience. But this is the churning.
And you will get the butter and the fat in all the process. There are many other processes to get the butter. But prana energy will not be there. That will be missing. So go ahead. This makkhan, bas enough, is the best tonic for children. Krishna is called makkhan chor. Not random selection, not doodh chor. He would eat milk and curd, but especially makkhan. Because when the makkhan was being taken from Vrindavan to Mathura, he said this makkhan is specially for children. If you give makkhan hand from the cow of Vedic restriction with the hand churn, there is no need of any other tonic to the children. In Bombay, it's a rare tonic. So we have to give all these other tonics. And these tonics are from the cow in a sinful way. But this makkhan, it will give spurti, or what we call it, vigor to the children. It will lubricate the brain and make it very powerful for their whole life. Go ahead. It cools intestine. The non-churned butter heats up the body. It doesn't have a cooling effect. Go ahead. This butter makes you agile and vigorful. And that butter, don't call makkhan a butter. Makkhan is makkhan and butter is fat oil. Butter will give you obesity, laziness, which we see in the present day world, and damaging to the health. So these are the facts. Go ahead. So even if you get such a makkhan at 500 rupees kilo, you should purchase it. Don't see of the cost. See of the quality. You can compare between 100 grams of nectar and 100 kgs of poison. This is very cheap. It is poison. You can compare between, don't look at the price. For other things, we pay price. 500 rupees, 1000 rupees, no problem. When the original things come, we say, oh, so costly. Why milk should be 40 rupees a liter? It's original maal. Go ahead. Go. Take the... Bas, enough. Kuch baki ke slide mein aur? Baki hai, but wait. Gruta. Gruta is called amrut. Milk is amrut. But Gruta is the amrut amongst the milk products. Why it is called amrut? It gives us ayu, pran again. This is pranic science. What does ayu mean? In the meaning of word, ayu is different. Not that iski ayu 80 saal hai, 100 saal hai. Ayu means a life full of vigor and health. If you are living life with all aches and pains and no energy, then your ayushya is over, jivan is continuing. Ayushya is over. Your ayushya is finished. Butter gives, not butter, ghee or gruta gives us ayu. It's a real auxiliary. I am not here to take the role of a doctor. Doctor has a very important role. But I can help you in good preventive and even curative medicines. But still, doctor has their own role. I am not here to remove and say this is all useless, other things are useless. But this has a very useful, practical, simple, day-to-day basis. I am discussing this very detailed. Because at least, gruta can be purchased in Bombay, some places, original one. Milk and curd and butter are a little difficult, not impossible, but this can be purchased. Certainly costly, but purchased. For all diseases above collar bones, this is collar bone. Put gruta in the nose, two drops, and... I'm not saying remove the doctor from your life. Doctors have a very important role. But see a different effect shortly. I can tell two experiences of last 2 months. One is last 3 days, last 2 months. One is, I wanted to give him the time. A doctor himself, who is sitting in front of me, within first 4 or 5 devotees over here. He had heavy sinusitis. With blood coming from his cough. He said, Prabhuji, this condition is where we have to take antibiotics. Can we try out something else? I said, have faith and be patient. Then we can do something. I told him a few other things, which are simple. The main was this, put 2 drops of pure ghee into your nose. Twice first day, and next day onwards only once. And he began today morning at 11 o'clock. And tomorrow morning, I told, how are you? He said, yesterday night I had pain. Blood started becoming less immediately. But I had good pain yesterday night. But today, I can even bend down and touch my legs
and no, I don't have any pain. More serious case, I also am knowing and learning things more and more. Past 10 years since I am taking this cow urine tablet, I never had to visit a doctor for sickness. Once I went for ear operation because I was listening less. I did not know how to get about it. But now I know. And I said, let me try it for this. This is about collarbone. I started putting this cow ghee drops in my nose. It was not deaf, but almost deaf. I was not able to listen to the phone calls by this phone. I was not able to even listen to the offering bell by this ear. This was okay because this was operated. I put it in the nose. Even after 4 days, once I was sitting for chanting before Mangala Arati, I said, how am I able to hear the sound of bell today? Then I talked to him. I said, then I tried with a phone call. Hey, I can talk on the phone call again. So I want to document this case. So I stopped taking the medicine. I said, let my ear become spoiled again. I'll check audiometry check. And then after, start putting the drops and do the checks at every 7 days. But the major thing is, within 4 days, the hearing came back to quite good. And I stopped for 8-10 days, it is not going away again. I stopped for past 8-10 days, it is not going away now. I am maintaining what the level has been raised. It will go away, but it will take some time. So, I am not saying some magical solutions, but they are quite, because how it works? No chemical analysis can be given. How putting ghee works? It has the love of mother cow. That is the main reason. It is full of prana energy. Chemical analysis, if someone wants to do, they can do. That's up to them. And for any diseases below collarbone, we can take a ghee in hot milk. If you don't have hot milk, you call it ukala in ukara, kada. Or if nothing, even hot water. Milk is the main item when you get hot. You take that in the evening or any time. Okay, 1 minute. We should know the things properly. When you put these 2 drops of ghee in the nose, you have to take care of 2 things. One is, you cannot put it like this. You have to lie down and you have to make your head like this. And the ghee should be more than body temperature. So it should be heated somewhere. Little more than body temperature. Just put with droppers, 2 drops. Second, you lie down like this for at least 5 to 7 minutes. Don't talk during that 5 to 7 minutes. You can get up after 5 to 7 minutes and don't drink water. If you have to drink, you drink hot water. No cold water. I even say, what are the reasons? These reasons, explanations are there, but all will take more and more time. Otherwise, the effects will not be proper or it may be opposite also. And then, this ghee with a glass of water. You have to do, in other, where there are milk, UP, Rajasthan, they do milk like this. What do you call it? Aerating. In English, they call it aerating. So, you put a spoonful of ghee in hot water or milk if possible, not kadha, then water. You aerate it nicely, thoroughly, as much as possible. And then drink it. For all diseases, prevention and even curation below collarbone. This body, all this track. If you are overweight, you will lose weight. But ghee should be churned one. From Vedic cow. And if you are underweight, you will gain weight. Not that you will become fat, but you will come to the level. A balance level. How things happen are all explained in detail. But be careful. See, ghee is nectar. Either way, not only this way, you can eat with sabji, chapati. But ghee, when eaten with cold items, it's equally poisonous. Therefore, the menus were made like that. Previously, if there was pakoda fried in ghee, there was hot curry along with it. Now we have pakoda and ice cream. All haribo. Same ghee which will be nectar will be poison, not only nectar. It has to be there with hot items. Hot chapatis. Same ghee, otherwise it will be completely opposite effect. So there has to be, not as if ghee is good and become like that veterinary doctor's assistant. We have to know something more. But then the things are mystical. Beyond the logical experience. Go ahead. Cow dung. No, wait. Actually, what I discussed were the byproducts. Now the main products are coming. Yeah. Milk, there are byproducts. Now the main products are coming. We call this gobar. As soon as we say it, gobar. But what is the real meaning?
It's not gobar, it is govar. Blessings of cow. Var, you know, vardan. As I said, it's not dohan, it is dothan. So it's not gobar, it's govar. This govar is the blessings of cow, which cows gives us on a regular basis. There are hundreds and thousands of uses. I won't say all, but I'll say which are relevant to us today. You see this logic of this Diwali incidences. The first one, Diwali begins with, you call it Dhanateras. Dhanatrayodashi. That day is actually the appearance day of Dhanvantari. It is called, therefore it is called Dhanateras. Dhanvantari appearance day of this Samudra Manthan Lila, which is going on right now. He came with a pot of nectar and he is a doctor, Ayurvedic doctor. Means the original Vaidya. But his which incidences follow him? Next comes Lakshmi Puja. In Gobar resides Lakshmi. So we worship Lakshmi. We should worship Lakshmi with Gobar. But today we worship with dollar and silver. This is not real dhan. The Gobar, we should know how Lakshmi resides. Like if I give you blank check and you don't know how to use it, it's useless. So Lakshmiji is there in Gobar. I'll prefer to say Gobar than Gobar. Gobar. It is there. Lakshmiji is residing. But if it's like blank check given to us which we don't know how to use. We should have something, some knowledge. Diwali, then comes Lakshmi Puja. Then comes Govardhan Puja. So Govardhan, one way is Govardhan Mountain, which helps the cows to grow. Another break is Govardhan. Means that Govar is dhan. That is connected to Lakshmi Puja. Then comes Gopashtami after a few days. And then comes Tulsi Viva. So Dhanvantari comes with all these things. Tulsi, cows and govar. Dhanvantari doesn't come alone with nectar pot. He has one nectar. But cows, govar and tulsi, all are the nectars which follow him. I come to DIFR. Government Departmental of this Agricultural Studies Survey, they found out maximum farmers which committed suicide, almost 100%, little less than that, did not have cows in their home. That is the Government Departmental Survey's finding. And those farmers who had some cows, somehow that they could maintain their farming and sustain them, because they had the manure from the cow dung. They had the blessings of the cow. One farmer in Akola is there today. We can actually, rather than going to some Shimla and somewhere Mahabaleshwar and Kulu Manali, we should go to such places with our family for picnics. Let us and let our children learn something good. Yeah, what is this Shimla? What we learn? Nothing. We learn to enjoy senses. This farmer in Akola, his name is Subodh Sarma. He's still practicing. He makes his whole agriculture based on only from cow dung manure and cow urine manure. His products, he's near Yavatmal in Vidarbha. His products, when they go to the market, the people are waiting there for Sharmaji's trucks to come. When Sharmaji ka truck aayenge, tohi hum kharidenge. And as soon as they come, the people just go around Sharmaji ka muli, Sharmaji ka palak, they buy it out. Where they have got the taste of the love of mother cow. And then, this farmer pays his labor almost three times the labor which is paid to the neighboring, paid by neighboring farmers. If the neighboring farmer pays their labor 50 rupees a day, he pays 120 rupees a day to his laborers. He said, my mother, cow and land is giving me. Why should I not share with my laborers? And then once in a year, he takes all his labor by his own expenses for a pilgrimage to holy place. He said, my mother is giving me so much. Why should I not share with others? This is practically possible. We should go and look at it. This is Govar Dhan. The Dhan from the Govar. Also, I'll say something. Also, there's some cases. I won't go into medical cases more. Today, I would like to cut short on that. But there have been some cases where a man, at the age of 55, he's a very famous amongst those who work for cows. But how he began his life. He is a farmer. He has a paralysis attack at the age of 55. And Parisis means they tell us to do all warm massage and warm oils. But one day he saw the gobar was kept on, he was a farmer, some gobar was there. And he saw the, from the gobar, the hot water vapors are coming. He said, it's going to be hot. So he said, let me put my hand. That's how he began. He put his hand and after a few minutes when it was become too hot, he took it out. He said, this is the best relief from paralysis, pains and the sensation loss which I experienced. So next day he put both the hands and both the legs till he could. With this only treatment, putting his hands and legs in the gobar, heap of gobar, like this, for a few minutes as much as he can tolerate the heat, absorbing the heat, he became normal and he started his life of serving cows. He went on to live till age of 90. And at the age of 90, when he left his body, there was not a single symptom of him having a paralysis. So I don't want to go into more medical, hundreds of such stories, but let us go ahead. This gobar has so much prana that even after it is burned, go ahead. Hey, pura khal do, okay. There's something. Cow dung, modern day non-stop eating, I already discussed. For bathing, in Mahabharata, Yudhishthira Maharaj says, for bathing, we should regularly use his gobar. Yudhishthira Maharaj says, we should not begin our life without touching gobar. Cow dung should be touched, and or even for bathing, it should be used. Many people have some, how to use gobar, but our farm devotees from Vada farm and other people who are serving, I actually got them over here to introduce them, not Bonvita and Horlicks, but there are these two things. It's okay, na, Govind Prabhu? I am doing this because Govind Prabhu told me. No, not only he told me now, he told me before also, you have to show the things. He ordered me. So, I am not marketing any particular goshala or particular product. Any goshala product, the service will be to the cows. But in the stall, we have this soap and this powder. Both are the same thing. Soap into powder form. Either is okay. Anyone who likes. But there are many devotees who are coming and telling me. I was thinking how without soap, the bad odor will go. You were telling me last week. But no experience. No, after I am getting used to it. Actually, this is like detoxifying, de-addicting. In the beginning, it will be little tapasya. Actually, there is no tapasya. Like sometimes we say, no, our tongue has been covered by this cocoa taste, chocolate taste, to get the other taste takes some time. So, you know this cow tallow or any tallow in the modern soaps, they don't clean your body. They make your body suitable for more dirt. They have a lot of perfumes. And that perfumes make us feel good. And what the soap has, they are called, what do you call it, that remove all the colors? Bleaching. The soaps are bleaching agents. So we feel the dirt has gone away. And they give some good smell, not the clothes, but the perfumes. We think they have been cleaning. So this Mahabharata mentions, we can, there are many more points and predictions, but we avoid it. Go ahead. Okay. The gobar has such a prana that even after burning, when it becomes ash, it's highly useful. It still has so much prana. Go ahead. One click. Yeah, all right. Govind Prabhu is prompting, so I'm telling. Uska bolo, uska bolo. So I said, that's the next point. This is the prana to become honest, given by Tumiga Kaul. Anyway, sorry. This is just thing which I wanted to do, is purify your home atmosphere and like that, which all tell us. The dhoop. There's a dhoop over here also. All atoms are here. And all are available in the stall downstairs. I think some of them are going to put a stall outside. But if not outside, it is inside the stall. And then go to the next one. Sometimes we travel. Nowadays there is some... many people used to jeer at me. You call it jeer? Jeer, huh? Scoff at me when I started taking these cow urine tablets. This is the first time I'm speaking publicly. Even privately, not much. I'm not an outspoken person that way. But when I speak, it's outspoken. Generally, I don't go on my own. Little shy type of a person. People were jeering at me. First time I'm claiming myself of doing something. It's a reality I'm stating. Because Vrajvihari always tell, you should speak this. I said, how can I speak out of myself? He said, you should speak. So on his orders I am speaking. So he should tell. When I first got glass bottles, everyone joked, hey, glass bottle. But no, I see, I did not speak to any one person. But many brahmacharis and even non-residents. Now there is a moment of many devotees talking about how Bisleri water is bad. You know what Ayurveda says? What are the qualities of water which you should drink? The first quality is water should not be acidic. The first test. And Bisleri is 6.5. 7 is neutral. Below 7 is acidic. Above 7 is alkaline. It should not be heavy alkaline, but 7.5 approximately pH is best. BMC is 7, so within limits. Bisleri is 6.5. First test, water is rejected by Ayurvedic scriptures. We say, no, but we travel. Nowadays the water is contaminated. Most of it is the fear hype to increase the sales of Bisleri. But sometimes it's reality. What is the solution? And you know this 26th July, maybe the children, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you can move out of the window and continue your games. Yeah, very simple. Close the window after. They went out, very simple. This ash, sometimes it is, I agree. You know this 26th July when there is heavy rainfall, some people in Bombay who are doing some service to cow and propagating that knowledge, in one area in Andheri or Jogeshwari, one ward, they said, we'll give this cow dung ash. If you have some a bottle of water while traveling, you just fill from some tap, which may not be so clean water. We don't know. It may be clean, we just don't know what source of water. We have some fear. So you add 2 or 3 pinches of cow dung ash and drink it after 1.5 hour. They did this in that one ward of BMC, a ward or a section of a ward. They went to, at that time the BMC was telling, boil the water, boil the water, boil the water. But if everything is washed off, how can you boil? There is no gas supply, no electricity, no vessels. It's very difficult to boil. So in this area they said, don't boil, just put cow dung ash, which they are supplying in small sachets, and drink water. And it was observed, it may not be documented, but it was observed by people that in the area which the people use cow dung ash, very less complaints of gastro and fevers came out. The BMC has appointed doctors to sit in every section of ward. And in that section the doctors were having free time. In other sections the doctors were doing overtime. So now, like that, go ahead. So those who have faith, they can try on wounds. Cow dung ash can be put on the wound for quick healing, even for diabetic patients. You know, diabetic patients have difficulty to heal wounds. They can also, it will heal quickly. Go ahead. Yeah, tooth powder is another very important blessings of cow. I won't say products. Oh, Gopinath Chandrapur is looking where it is. He's looking like, so he's reminding, this is a tooth powder. It costs 15-20 rupees. Much cheaper than the toothpaste, but much better. Certainly not tinged with blood and sinful activities. But more than that, is better for the teeth. Once Murali Prabhu took a dental seminar for the brahmacharis. He told to clean the teeth with the brush. Nothing is required. You can just move in the right directions and the teeth will be cleaned. But tooth powder is a special benefit. You should know how to use. Tooth powder is good. So you take this powder, with the finger you put in the mouth, you mollish it on the gums. It's like watering the root. You know, we should water the root. Gums are the root of the teeth. So this tooth powder has to be, it can be used for, used with the brush also. It's not, it should not be used on the brush. But more, after brushing, you mollish the gums for some time and let the tooth powder be there in the mouth for a minute or two. Let it be just there on the gums. Then you clean it. If your tooths are moving, within a few weeks time, they will become strong again. Try it out and then come back to me. Many people, they come back, they try and they say, oh, Prabhuji, it happened this way. It so wonderfully. Even if they are not moving, they will not move. You can use it. So, it's not a, go ahead. Oh, just this pure ghee with dropper is also there in the stall. It just costs 30 rupees, which may go on for a month or two, even if you put it daily. Then go ahead. This alternative for this shampoo. Huh? This cow based shampoo is there with shikaka and everything. And some brahmacharya is used it for shaving also. It gives very clean shave. Yeah. My experience was, somebody told me I use for shaving is wonderful. And I was thinking how to avoid chemicals and this all these company products for shaving. And it gives much cleaner and smoother shave than your soaps and foams. And you can try that also. Ladies can put on the hair. they don't need to shave that. Go ahead. Hey, ho gaya khatam? Yeah. This soap powder I told. Yeah. There are many other details. I don't want to elongate your time. But I would say skin diseases, this powder is anyway you can put it. Bathing. Mental work. If after stress, lot of mental work studies, you just take a paste of this cow dung powder on your head, like chandan. Chandan is a little costly, this is quite cheap. And you can just lie down for a few minutes. It will relieve your brain. And also on physical work, if there is some pains on the body, sunburns, go ahead. For this, your cow dung powder, just paste in the water can be applied. And cow urine, Ganga resides. I spoke something about it, go ahead. Never spoil, I spoke. Yeah. Regular intake of cow urine removes toxins for... In Bombay life, we all have toxins from the food, from the water, from the air, everything. Our food is laden with toxins of pesticides, insecticides. Your body saturates that. Try it out. For a preventive medicine, from all regular cow fever diseases. I said, I am not visited a doctor. I was getting a lot of malaria and viral fever before that. Since 2001... Except this ear operation, which I did not know at that time this about this drops. Other than that, I have never been to a doctor. And because of my training from my parents, I give the credit to them. I don't want to brag myself. But it is some, never I have eaten a tablets of this category of crocin, nimesulin, ibuprofen, combiflam, paracetamol. These are all one category tablets, different names. Not a single tablet in my whole life. It is not required. The companies tell, like Nestle send their nurses into the maternity home, the company agents tell us to remove fever with require tablets. Otherwise to remove, that's a different science. I don't want to go into medicine. Go ahead. It has tremendous pran. It just gives you a lot of vitality. It's excellent for skin diseases. I don't want to name, but one senior devotee, counselor over here, he has some skin disease. Many medicines were tried. Ultimately said, Prabhuji, even doctor says, there is no other way but cow urine. So then he said, oh, no, it's reducing slowly. Go ahead. This is very important. There is Ayurvedic knowledge. I support Ayurveda and even allopathy where it should be used. But why especially I am speaking of this? I am talking of the science of prana. The life energy in the items. In the Ayurveda, there is great details of how it is called aushadhi. How the aushadhi should be taken. I will give one example. Like you call darbha, you know darbha? Darbhasan. Darbha is a type of grass. So there are many rules how to get the grass. First, it has to be uprooted, not cut. For to be useful as for it to have the prana energy. Second, it has to be uprooted only in one amavasya in a year. That is called darbhotpan amavasya. Utpan means uprooted. If you uproot darbha on that amavasya day, then that darbha will have medicinal properties for 1 year. If you uproot it, cutting on any day is useless. If you uproot it on any other normal day, it will have medicinal properties only for 24 hours. So if you take uproot darbha on another day and make a medicine, 24 hours life, nothing more. If you uproot it on any other purnima, it will have medicinal properties for 15 days. If you uproot it for any other amavasya, it will have medicinal effects for 1 month. But as Darbhotpan Amavasya, that's a detailed science of universal energies and prana. As I said, science of churning and moving in unidirection. All these things were studied by our sages and given to us. And then, before cutting, uprooting the Darbha, the previous day, you have to go and pray, say some prayers, say some mantras, tell that tomorrow I'm going to uproot you. As the sensations are experienced by the grass also. What to speak of child. Please forgive, I am going to uproot you for whole of benefit of the whole human society. And that whole system is there. Then you can uproot. But like example, go ahead, Dadhichi Muni's name is mentioned over there.
Okay, Dadichi Muni is not there. But you know this story of Dadichi Muni, we all know. Indra and demigods went to get bones from Dadichi Muni. You know, they asked bones from Dadichi Muni. Modern day man would have killed him. But Indra knew the science of Prar. He knew if I snatch the bones from Dadichi Muni by killing, it won't have the desired energy. So Dadichi Muni, to Dadichi Muni, Indra asked, please give your bones, I want to make Vajra. Dadichi Muni said, I am already self-realized, there is no point in staying further, so I give up my body. When the bones were giving willingly, all the material energy, Prana is the material energy, for the bones to be made into Vajra was there. And Indra knew it, so he did not kill it. But he killed Vratrasur. So it was not, killing was there. But Indra knew, I cannot snatch the bones from Dadichi Muni. About cow urine and cow dung, the speciality, because they give it on their own. At least milk, there is some doubt because they say, calf ko kam diya ye. But cow urine and cow dung, therefore it is always full of pran. That is a very speciality of cow dung and cow urine. And odor, see, some people say, is in the mind. We all used to eat onion, garlic, omelette. And I don't know what else. They also have very powerful odor. But it's just practice and mental blockage. If you don't mental have mental blockage, if you sense smell, birds are awake fully. You know, these modern heavy perfumes, they also kill our original cell birds. All these heavy items, they kill our original. We can't, but this is in the mind. I will go ahead. I want to stop it now. Finish it off. Yeah. Also, I told about some health benefits, health blessings, which are not the main blessings. Main blessings of cow is pradnya. From there, everything else comes. The health benefits. But you should be careful. You just can't behave anyway and say, it's just like a story of a pot. Pot is there and we are filling with water, but there is a hole. Then the pot will be always going out. Similarly, we can't behave any irresponsible way in our daily lifestyle practices. Like for example, I said, we can't take ghee and have a cold water. No. And then you can't expect for the blessings. There, some knowledge is to be there. So if some knowledge is required, either go in pro, we can have some different seminar some evening, or we can go into some counselor groups. That is more recommended. I can come if, or some other devotees can come in some small counselor groups to discuss in more detail. Go ahead to block the hole in the pot. Okay, go back. Yeah. Because, just 1 minute, let me check up if something is remaining, because second last slide is coming. So actually what I spoke today in these 4 hours, second last slide is most important. Please wait. Prasad can wait for 5 minutes. What I spoke today in this whole 2.5 hours is only 20%. At the most, 80% is remaining. And that also I had to little bit hurry up in the end. But that 80% is important. And therefore I said, if someone wants to discuss, we can discuss it further in small groups of our council meetings, not in the public. It will be more of detail and it may not be very good, like for public appeal, open appeal. Then, as I said, I just told you, by the mercy of Mother Cow, some awakening of Pradnya had happened. Also, cow urine, as I said, it is always good. Best, if possible, we take cow urine in the fresh form, as I said, for preventive and detoxifying. If not, then there are ways where the devotees of cow and those who have that science have stabilized the cow urine is always pure, always healthy, never gets rotten because Ganga is there. But its smells become more strong and strong. Otherwise, it's not bad. Smell, like any other water, any other urine, any other thing will get rotten. Cow urine will never get rotten. You can try it. Take it in a bottle and keep it. But there are various forms of cow urine like this, arc distilled or this tablet. Actually, this tablet plus arc becomes complete cow urine, almost. Because we don't have fresh cow urine or excess, these two things can be taken for as a preventive medicine, blood purifying medicine. Anything else remaining? I think almost done. Now, after I have finished, 2 slides are remaining. Please forgive me for long talk which I gave. Second thing, if you feel like,
it's not forceful. In the last topic was heart transformation. In the first slide, I showed which topics we are going to take. The six topics were what is cow, Vedic cow. Cow should be protected with respect and respect and gratitude, not with charity and like with a low vision. Proper knowledge about cows, meaning of the mother cow, cow slaughter economics, benefits of panchagavya. Last was heart transformation. If someone wants, they can read the following two slides, or two or three slides. It's only reading. You have to read and make that decision or vow in your life, or at least be aware of what you can make. Go ahead. Today I take a vow that I will never use any products, eatables, commodities, like toothpaste. That was a toothpaste with bone powder, soap, with animal fat, leather items, and any products of demoniac companies which directly or indirectly support cow torture. If we can take this vow, that's glorious. And we can follow. It's not only for, it's connecting us with our loving mother cow and opening ourselves to her innumerable blessings which she is ready to give as our loving mother. But we have to just remove our obstruction from our side. Next one. This may not be a vow, there I have put a decision, but the first one can be a vow. Today I also make a decision that I always use products which are received as a mercy of mother cow that's, and supports her, thus receiving her blessings. I will not look at the cow as object of my mercy, rather I will be eager to receive her mercy to please Krishna. Actually, pleasing cow is pleasing Krishna, it's not different. Krishna says, go Brahman Hitayacha. It's not different. Go ahead. Third one. I will take a decision that I will donate whatever money I save by using mother cow's products, which I would have given to demoniac cow killers, to the welfare of cows and their protection and maintenance. I will not look at this on personal level, not look at the cows with aversion, which we have feeling because we don't know what cow is, what go mata is. And we will look at the cow with love and gratefulness. Go ahead, last one. Thank you very much, not from me, but from our loving dear mother cows. I don't know what I spoke was appealing, right or wrong, but what I have, what I got by the mercy of... Also, there are a few books about knowledge. I said knowledge of cows. I spoke something. There are a few books in the stall in various languages, Hindi, English, Gujarati, something. You can go through that also. We don't have enough stock today. Means of books, but they will come in few days. So, thank you. Go to one more. So, I know there is no time for question answers, but I will be here after the kirtan. If someone wants to discuss anything on personal or any level, I will be here for some time after kirtan. Hare Krishna. Now we'll have kirtan. Hare Krishna. Jai Sachinand Prabhu.